Russia's intervention into Syria is escalating by the day. And so are the risks, including confrontation with the U.S. Senior defense officials tell NBC News that 4 of the 26 cruise missiles Russia fired at Syria from the Caspian Sea yesterday landed short in Iran. Russia and Iran deny it. Apparently, there were no casualties. But what really has U.S. military officials worried is that Washington wasn't informed before the launch, even though the missiles traveled through airspace where American aircraft are operating. Already, at least 2 U.S. planes had to be diverted to avoid confrontations with Russian aircraft. There has been U.S.-Russian consultation, so-called deconflicting meetings, but they don't seem to be working. And what's worse, the Russians secretly recorded the video conference and showed it on television. Washington is also fuming at Russia's choice of targets in Syria, mostly anti-Assad rebels, some backed by the U.S.
We have not and will not agree to cooperate with Russia so long as they continue to pursue this misguided strategy.
The problem is Washington and Moscow are fighting what are effectively 2 different wars. The U.S. bombing to stop ISIS, Vladimir Putin bombing to keep Assad in power. And because these wars overlap, a mistake could escalate quickly and badly.
Syria has been an open wound for more than 4 years. Now it's bringing the U.S. and Russian militaries dangerously close to each other, closer than they've come in decades. Lester?